So I'm literally tired, hungry. I didn't even eat dinner today. But all we do for a slim body. Well, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about difference between love and lust. I won't really spoil the episode for you guys. Like, I won't give you guys the difference. I'm just going to talk about what I want to talk about later. You get right? So the saying goes that love is blind, but that's also true for lust. Love is a deep feeling of affection. That moment where you can't be without someone, you always want to be with that person. You just can't imagine your life without that person. You crave for that person the same way I crave for chocolates, the same way you crave for someone when you are in love. While lust is basically a physical attraction, like you just want to get down with the person, you just want to have sex with the person, that's what lust is. But sometimes lust can grow and morph into love, and people call it the first stage of love, but sometimes that's not always the case. Sometimes lust is just lust and love is just love. But sometimes from lusting, like some people fall in love with someone after sleeping with the person. This world is filled with crazy things, crazy happenings, crazy things, different things, different personalities. Some people that have to sleep with you before they fall in love with you. It happens. Life is messed up sometimes. But I'm going to tell you guys the difference between love and lust. So if you are not sure if you are developing love or lust for a particular person, I have some key things that can set love apart from lust. But I don't want to tell you guys this right now. I'm going to tell you guys in the next segment I'm going to post. And it's going to be tomorrow or the next. Make it tomorrow. I always love talking to you guys. So I created another podcast yesterday, I think. I created it on Spreaker. And it's about gossip. If you love Nigerian entertainment, Nigerian entertainment, Nigerian news, celeb lives, Nigerian celebrities, gossip and gist, I created another podcast for it, and I'm going to leave the link in the episode description below, so you can go click on it, subscribe, follow to get all the latest Niger gists and my opinion on it. You guys watch Daily Pop right on E! Entertainment. So that's what you're gonna be like. But this is the Niger version, not American version. I feel like we give America celebrities more attention than ourselves. That's why we are hidden in the shadows. No offense to my American listeners, but that's actually the truth. So I actually want to let the world know that we Nigerians have celebrity too, and we also have news, gossip, gists, spicy, juicy things about them. So please do me the favor and click on the link in the episode description to follow and subscribe to my podcast. It's called Gossip with Nikki Podcast. And also you can keep listening, because I'm gonna give you guys 7 key differences to know whether you are falling in love or whether you just mere lost. Keep listening. I'm Ezeuzin Kiruka, and you're listening to Talk with Nikki Podcast. Before I go, I added a tiny something to my episode. Every episode I'm going to ask question of the day, and you guys can send me your answer and the voice message. So question of the day today is, can you share a toothbrush with your partner? You, for me, right? I mean, I really can't. I mean, I love you, I want to be with you, you're my always and forever, but sharing the same toothbrush with you, really? I don't think I'm gonna reach that stage with anybody. So leave your voice message telling me whether you are willing to share a toothbrush with your partner, and I'll get back to you guys tomorrow or the next, I think tomorrow. Thanks for listening. So I don't know why, but I love Oprah with everything in me. Like, the woman just connects with someone, she just understands you, and her books are amazing. Like, her books are, you can read her book and actually think of your life, understand your life, and actually feel better about your life. It's like she connects with everyone, and she's just amazing. That's why she's my role model. Oprah, then Nina Parker, then Kim Kardashian. They're just three women that's amazing. Their story is beautiful. And Oprah is something else. I just finished reading her book, What I Know For Sure, and I'm reading the second one, The Path Made Clear, and it's amazing. If you're really lost, if you don't know what, if you have lost your identity, you're trying to find yourself again, Oprah's books are the place to be. Now, I said I was going to tell you guys how to differentiate between love and lust. If you're confused, you have this feeling, but you don't know whether it's just, you just want a mere fling or you want forever with the person. Well, today I'm going to give four ways. I have seven in total, but today I'm going to give four. And how to know if you love the person or you just want to have sex with the person. First, you want to spend all night talking to the person. Okay, love is this magical feeling, some put it. I've never experienced it before, but I've read books on love. I've heard people talk about love, and they describe it as this magical feeling. This thing, you want to be with this person all the time. So if you love someone, you want to spend all night talking to the person. But if you're just with someone for the person, but if you just lost, you want to spend all night having sex with the person. That's the big wild difference there. You just want to hear about the person's life. If you love someone, you just want to hear about the person's life, what the person did, the person's day, how it went. But people that actually are after the body just want, how many rounds can I go with this girl, and that's it. Secondly, if you love someone, you want to cuddle and have breakfast the next day. I normally see this in movies. When the guy wakes up and he'll be like, what's she still doing here? That's just lust. But if you want to open your eyes and see her next to you, you want to see her morning face, you want to see her get out of bed hair, you just appreciate seeing her beside you, and then breakfast in bed. Once you have reached that level, breakfast in bed, you are totally in love with her. Like, you are gone. You are gone. You are no more to be found. Like, you are nowhere to be found again. You're lost, dude. You just love the girl. Because for guys, having breakfast and cuddling is more like, it's more intimate to them than sex. So if a guy wants to cuddle and have breakfast in bed with you, he surely loves you. Then the third one, you can't stop thinking about them. Yes, if someone is lusting after someone, obviously you can't stop thinking about them, but there's a big difference. If it's lust, you're thinking about the person's physical features, how the person was in bed, how the person felt inside you and all that. But if you are thinking about the person in terms of love, you are thinking about the person's eyes, her smile, his voice, just these tiny details that no one cares about, but you care about because you are totally in love with the person. Then the fourth one, that's the last one for today's segment, you want to meet those people important to them. If it's lust, you just come to my house, we'll have sex, you go your way. You can come every day because you just love having sex with the person. But if you're in love with someone, you want to meet their friends, their family members, you just want to get to know more about the people surrounding her. You want the people around her to know about you, because you feel like if they don't know about you, that it's not really an important relationship. But if it's an official something, or if the person is in love with you, the person wants you to meet the people around him or her, the person wants to share you with family members, and the person just wants the people he loves or people she loves to know you and to also love you too. That's just it. But lust is all about that night, the sex, the whole fuck, and that's it. They don't even want to know your best friend. Don't tell them anything about your best friend. You are here for business and business alone. And that's the end of today's segment. Four things. I'm going to give another. Okay, guys, I want to tell you guys something. I feel like if I keep posting episodes on a daily basis, I'll run out of things to post. So I decided to come up with this method. I'm going to post maybe Sunday, then Tuesday, then Thursday, then Saturdays. Like, that's how it's going to be. People should get these days. That's the days I'll be posting from now on, so I will not run out of things to say and then just leave the podcast hang, because I love talking to you guys, I love communicating with you guys, but
I have to have things to talk about later, not just throw all of them in one episode or in 1 week. I'm done with something that can go for 2 weeks. Now, question of the day: can you stay off social media for a month? I think I can. I did it actually. I don't know, I did the last 2 months. I stayed off social media for a month. But that's only if I have things to do, like if I have magazines I want to submit to, if I have poems to write, if I have a book to write, that's the only time I can stay off social media for a month. But if I don't have anything to do, guy, Instagram, Twitter, that's just it for me. Now, you guys can send your answers to me, send a voice message. I would love to hear from you guys. Thanks for listening, and expect the next segment on Thursday. That's the remaining ways to differentiate between love and lust. I have 3 more to go, and I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and follow to not miss out on the next episode and the next segment. Hey, mic testing 1, 2, 3. I'm kidding. Anyway, I noticed that my audience went up, and I'm really grateful to you guys for joining me, for actually taking your time to listen to me. One day I was lost between starting a podcast and a YouTube channel. I chose the YouTube channel, by the way, but then I later came back to the podcast. The Reject Testing became the chief cornerstone, and I didn't really know what to do. I just started one and started talking, and I'm really grateful that people came to appreciate what I'm doing. And I don't know, you guys are just amazing. I want to say thank you for actually taking your time. Not many people do this, but you guys actually took time to hear what I have to say. Well, back to the segment, difference between love and lust. I promised you guys to complete the remaining. I gave you guys 4, and I promised to complete it, and I don't go back on my words. So the 5th, to know whether you are in love or whether it's just a fling, you know they are not perfect. Okay. For lust, you have already imagined the person. Like, you already imagine what you want the person to be, how you want the person to be in bed, what you want the person to be all about. But love is a different thing, a different language altogether. As you get to know someone, they let their guard down, and you start to see they start to show their true colors. It's only then that you get to know them for who they really are. So when you love someone, despite whatever comes your way, the flaws, the perfection, you have to take the person the way the person is. You can't just take the perfections and leave the flaws. I mean, they come as a whole baggage, like one baggage. So you can't really untie it and pick what you want. Like, let's take it like a grocery bag. You can't really, maybe your mom bought something, you can't really take the apple and then leave the bag. You have to unpack everything. You have to take the girl as she is. If you really love someone, you have to learn how to deal with their flaws. Then the 6th one, love takes time. I know many of you believe in this whole love at first sight, but sorry to burst your bubbles, I don't think there's really love at first sight. What really happens at first sight is lust. Like, you look at this girl, and then you're like, wow, her eyes is beautiful. Like, wow, she's attractive. And maybe because she's attractive, you now approach her to talk to her. It's actually when you get to know someone, when you start talking with the person, that you now start falling in love. Love is like a process. It doesn't just happen at once. So when you tell me it was love at first sight, I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. You can't just fall in love with someone first sight. That's why whenever I'm going on the street and a guy stops me, I'm like, I like you. Can we hang out? And I'll be like, no, dude, you don't like me. You just like the fact that I have an ass. Like, you like the fact that you like what you are seeing. That's why you called me. That's lust. It's only when you get to know me, after maybe weeks of hanging out and talking, that's when you actually start falling in love, if you two are compatible. But if you two are not compatible, I mean, you guys go your way. So there is nothing like love at first sight. It's lust at first sight. Love is a process. It takes time. Then the last, is all in science. The area linked to desire is lit up by things we gain instant pleasure from, like food and sex. Love, however, is linked to another area that is involved in a conditioning process. The same part of the brain is associated with drug addiction. That's why there is this thing when you fall in love. I don't know, that's why I say people in love are crazy. People in love do crazy things for love. The person, someone in love, might learn a different language because of the person they're in love with. They may learn a skill they don't want to, a skill they never planned on having because of the other partner. People in love do things that I'll be like, guy, is this how it is to be fall in love? There's this thing, you know, when you are in love, you can't imagine yourself, you see yourself doing things you normally wouldn't do on a daily basis. You see yourself learning things, you see yourself trying to know more about something that on a normal basis you don't care about that thing. And that's what love can do to you. Lust is just is a weak something. Maybe you just want to sleep with a person, and once sleep with a person is done, maybe the attractiveness lasts for a week. Love is eternal, let me put it like that. It's forever. You can't just wake up one morning and say you don't love me anymore. Love is something, it never dies. So I don't understand breakups and divorces. I mean, if it was love at the very start, love is always and forever. So that's just what I know. Lust is a different language altogether, but love is beautiful. I know I've never experienced it, but I can tell from it, love is amazing. And that's all on difference between love and lust. Now, question of the day: which would you rather have, money or power? My answer is power, and my answer is inspired by a song, Ain't About the Money by the Empire Cast. If you want to know why I picked power, you can go and listen to the song. And thanks, guys, for listening. I have a new segment coming up on the 5th of December. Keep listening to Talk with Nikki's podcast, and I'll get back to you guys. Oh, and a friend of mine told me that to comment, you have to actually create an account with Anchor. I really don't know about that. So if you can't go through the tiring process, you can send me an email. I'm going to leave my email. I think you can find my email somewhere. Yes. You can leave an email if you don't want to go through the tiring process of creating an account. But if you can create an account, fine with me. You can leave me a message. Thanks, guys.